077, Ernest Messick seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for an existing structure and a special use exception and variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square feet or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Section 115-20A, 15C, 115-23, 115-25, and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the north side of Hearns Pond Road. The 911 address is 8415 Hearns Pond Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 3, Parcel 104. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. An applicant is seeking a 152-square-foot variance from the 1,000-square-foot maximum allowable square footage for an accessory dwelling unit. And we noted, I think, a side yard setback, but I think records show that that was approved back in 1997 for the existing structure. But if not, it was a 4.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side.
Good evening.
Good morning. Ready for the applicant? Messick wasn't able to be here. He's Ernest Messick is the applicant. This is very familiar with the case. I can testify if you want to swear me in. My knowledge isn't hearsay. Before that, just because when I was dating my wife, came Ernest Messick, friend when he married.
Well, Mr. McGrory, if we're going to have you testify to that, why don't we get you under oath for it before we get that in?
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Michael F. McGrory, 110 North Pine Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And I presume your statements before you would like those under oath, is that right?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Ernest and Susan Messick own this property. They're both deceased. Built the addition, the purpose the mother was originally the garage became a dwelling unit. One is about 10 foot by 10 foot. No way to entertain using that kitchen. Where the garage used to be addition is now the garage. What used to be the garage is now the, well, part of the addition is garage is now the kitchen. It's a rather large kitchen.
Yeah, 152 square feet over.
board?
The unit is going to be occupied at some point in time, rented out. What's the?
It won't be rented out. The buyers may use it for more. No intention of letting.
Has there been any complaints since the structure had been placed?
No, and in fact, the next door neighbors here are in support of the application.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I want to understand this right. The site plan that we have, and I don't see a date on, November 10 of '97, shows a dwelling with a patio and then a garage. And then there's a mark on there that says new construction. It has like an addition.
Yep, that's the one.
Right. And this used to be the garage. In fact, it still has the GAR on it. This is the kitchen and bedroom area. The new addition became the garage.
All right. When was that new addition built? Do you know?
No, I don't. But there's permits for it, so okay. This county has the records.
Okay. So the ADU is entirely, you can go to the ADU is entirely in the area that was marked as the garage previously. Is that right?
No, there's a bedroom that takes up part of what, a part of the addition.
Okay.
But that's the other thing about this, it wouldn't change the neighborhood.
Looking at the property, I noticed there's a zone line there. Is that a flood zone?
I believe that's a flood zone. It's right on Kern's Pond. Right. That more than likely is a flood zone.
So I'm guessing that building a structure like this elsewhere on the property may have been difficult because of the flood zone requirements?
I believe the building existed before that would have been a problem, the original building. But adding that addition in
Is there a well and septic on the property?
Yes.
Do you know where they are? We'll need
I
to get
can
them.
Show you
we'll
like.
Need. We you can show us, but we need to have you sworn in, sir.
Okay.
We don't accept comments from the die. So.
Turn the microphone on.
My name is Steven.
There's a microphone there. You just
hit the space bar.
Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Steven Zimmer. I'm the owner of the property. Facing their property from the right, would be on the right.
We'll get into that in a minute. We have to get you under oath first.
Okay.
Sorry, I know you want to speak, and we want to give you a chance.
Okay.
So what is the address you live at?
8427 Hearns Pond Road.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I do.
All right, thank you. Now you can have four.
Okay.
This area where it says zone right here, is approximately the septic tank is right in here and their lateral lines are out here. And as far as the floodplain, that was changed by FEMA after Hurricane, I believe it was Sandy. It might have been the one in Louisiana. FEMA had paid out a boatload of money and they came through and they changed the floodplains.
Well, it does look like on here that the flood zone line, this site plan goes back to 97. So it would seem to indicate it might be prior to that, unless it was added to this document later.
They changed the floodplain markers or zones on my property. I've been there just under 10 years, about 5.5, 6 years ago. After one of these big hurricanes, and they had paid out a lot of money, and they were trying to recoup their finances, it looked like, by increasing the flood zone areas, and they changed my flood zone. It put my house, which was previously not in the flood zone, into the flood zone. So I don't know. I can't swear exactly what they're saying, but I mean, their house isn't any lower than my property is, and they've since changed that back. So I don't know if that's an accurate
representation of where the actual flood zone is.
But it's safe to say there probably is a flood zone on that property somewhere.
Well, let's put it this way. If that property ever goes underwater, Seaford's screwed, because Seaford is about 5 feet lower than that to the elevation. So area goes underwater, the whole town of Seaford is gone. There's no way that can ever flood, because they fixed the dam about 3 years ago, and they changed the way the spillway works. They used to get a lot more water elevation rise with the old spillway, but after the dam collapsed and they did a temporary repair, they came back in about 3 or 4 years ago and made a repair and changed the way the spillway is, and now the water never changes more than 4 to 6 inches. So there's no way that property is ever going to flood. If that property floods, if my property floods, that whole area is underwater.
But according to FEMA, there's some flood zone restrictions. Is that right? That you're aware of?
My house was already built before they changed the flood zone requirements, and it put a corner of my house into the flood zone. They required me to get flood insurance, and that was all they did. And then 3 years later, they said, well, you don't need to get flood insurance anymore. We've made some adjustments.
I want to make sure I'm clear. Which property do you own exactly? I know you'd said it before you testified.
If you're looking at it from the road, this is me here.
Okay, so you own the property to the south.
But the flood zone originally came around like here, and then they changed the flood zone, and it comes up here, and it catches a corner of my house here. And it didn't used to. When we bought the house, the flood zone was down in here. It was well away from, it was 8 to 10 feet from my house. And now the FEMA, then FEMA said, we've changed the flood zone designation, you're in the flood zone. So I'm not sure the accuracy of that map as far as the flood zone is. I can't swear to that. But I know that they told me I was in the flood zone here, right in the corner, this about an 18-inch square triangle of this part of the house here was now in the flood zone. And then they told me 3 years later, you don't need to have flood insurance because we've moved that back. And they didn't tell it. They never told us exactly where it was moved back to.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I don't know if the board does. I had a couple questions for Mr. McGroarty about it. The house is, do we know how old the house is? How long it's been there?
No, I don't.
Is there going to be a separate parking space for the ADU as well?
Yes, there's, it's a U-shaped driveway, and there's three spaces that you can park, plus there's room in the garage for both units.
I have no further questions. I think staff has pulled up the flood zone map that they have, so the board could look at that. It's the hashed markings there.
So if I'm understanding this right, this is a contingency for a sale.
Yes.
Thank you. Further questions from the board?
Mr. McGroarty, is it safe to say that the new construction and work that was done is approximately 20 years old?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions, Mr. Sharp?
I have none. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13077? Show of hands.
I'm in favor of approving it.
Yeah, if anybody here is in favor, they can raise their hand in support of it. If any of those folks who are in favor wish to testify, they can come up to the podium and be sworn in. So I see two in favor.
Yep.
there anyone present who is in opposition of this, of case number 13077? None? Okay. Any further questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I have none. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variance for case number 13077 for the estate of Mr. Ernie Messick. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that it will not permanently impair use or development of the adjacent property. And I believe that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Dr. Carson, are you also moving to approve the special use exception?
I am.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for the reasons listed.
Mr. Leavenguth?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13077 has been approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Next case.
I'd like to thank your staff and congratulate your staff because of helping not only put this together and being efficient, but there's a scam out there where we got a bill for $4,000 for the county that looks official, and they knew right away when I called them that it was a scam.
Thank you. Noted. You.